With KAZU News, I'm Kristal Manzon. Creating costumes for local theater productions is expensive, and with so many theaters in the Monterey Bay Area, the work of a costume designer can also be redundant. So a nonprofit is working to create a costume co-op, KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Costume designer Ziona Gorin is busy making costumes. Her sewing table is covered in spools of thread. There's a heap of colorful fabrics in the corner. Gorin works for Pacific Repertory Theater, or PAC Rep. The costume shop is in their downtown Carmel Theater. It's currently full of costumes for Disney's The Little Mermaid. The show opens mid-August, starring a princess named Ariel and villain Ursula.
This is Ariel, and this is her skirt. That's Ursula's wig right there, you probably recognize.
Costumes can get expensive, so Gorin gets creative.
I try to do things without spending much, pushing on my imagination. You know, that's part of the fun. But you're still going to spend something somewhere. And more so, it's very, very time-consuming.
PAC Rep does 10 productions a year. And after each show, the costumes are stored in an old military warehouse on former Fort Ord. PAC Rep founder and executive director Stephen Moore walks inside. The rent is free, but there is a trade-off. No electricity.
Watch your step.
Moore uses his phone's flashlight to sift through furs hanging on a rack. It's not just dark, it's also damp in here.
It gets musty, and then the costumes get musty, so our cleaning costs go up, and free storage is common among nonprofits, but it's usually run-down warehouses or... in tents outside or what have you. So
PAC Rep has thousands of costumes, so it shares them. That gives the costumes a second life on stage. And Moore says it saves local schools and other theaters from building from scratch.
It's such a shame to build 30 choir robes and then find out that you could have borrowed them for nothing.
But there's a big obstacle to sharing. No one really knows each other's inventories, and there's no real system for sharing. Reg Houston believes he has a solution. He's the executive director of the Star Foundation, a local arts nonprofit. His idea is a costume co-op, one location where multiple Monterey County theater companies could store and share their costumes. He envisions a spacious building. Each theater would have their own area to keep or rent out their costumes. Then there would be the co-op section,
where all those different groups would offer certain costumes that they feel would be good and workable for everybody that can be shared from production to production amongst all the groups that are in the co-op.
There would be space for costume designers to work and students to learn how to sew. The Star Foundation has pledged $90,000 toward the building and is now fundraising for the rest. They're looking for a building with a long lease or one to buy.
I would like to be a space that is fully funded so that the arts organizations not only save money because of their sharing, their co-optiveness, but then won't have to spend that money on rent.
And can spend it on the shows. During a night rehearsal for Disney's The Little Mermaid, Ariel's sisters twirl and sing in unison. The actresses are wearing t-shirts, but soon they'll be in neon colors and sequins. PAC Rep costume designer Ziona Gorin hopes the costume she and others create will have a safe and permanent place to go with the costume co-op.
I need to know that those are in, that they're cared for. You know, craftsmanship is disappearing, and these things have imagination and they have a life in them.
And the costumes could have a longer life in the co-op. At least 9 different theater companies and schools are interested in joining. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News. In concert, we hope to-